Blog Talk Radio.
Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea Delosier, and I'm really happy to be with you today. What a blessed day we have. The sun is shining in Florida. The pool temperature is about 90 degrees. I'm ready. I like Florida living in paradise. Today, our special guest, Mona Lee McCrae, and we've got an interesting topic we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about divining and how each and every one of us divines in our own way. And the easiest way to do it is with love, light, and sound. Our special guest, Mona Lee McCrae. Welcome, Mona.
Thank you, Bea. You don't mind if I call you Babs, do you?
Not at all.
Okay.
That's your special name for me. I like it.
It is.
Yeah. It's cool.
So how are you doing?
Gorgeous. I'm doing real well.
There, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, the pool water is 90 degrees. I wish I could, broadcast from poolside.
Well, I wish we both could. That'd be great.
Yeah, well, we're working on getting you down here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're working on getting you down here for a while.
It might happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a quantum universe. Everything can happen.
Boy, you got
all
right
at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with that. So tell us a little about Miss Mona, because I'm still looking here in my email list, and I
just
still can't find you. Oh, did you?
Did you?
It might be up at the top. I just got a mail.
Good. I heard that.
Yeah, there it is. I got it.
Yay.
I got it.
Okay. I'm curious, when are you coming to the West Coast?
Looks like I'm coming to the West Coast sometime in October, November. I'm going to be in Laughlin, Nevada on the 14th, 15th, and 16th of November for the StarWorksUSA.com's UFO Symposium with Paula Harris. So I've got that coming up. Yeah, that's going to be super excellent, and we're going to have a booth. The Empower You Enterprise has a booth, and we'll be doing lots of fun things.
Great. Maybe I shall meet you there.
That would be a gas. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
We'd be having too much fun.
I know. So
no,
true.
No, no adult supervision whatsoever.
Well, I'm looking at this wonderful info that you sent me.
Oh.
Mona, it finally opened. This is wonderful. Because you are a musician, you are a writer, you are a photographer. I've seen your videography, and I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful to see here. How many light workers does it take to change a paradigm?
That's my favorite.
I like
question.
It.
I know.
That's a super question.
I was on, I don't know, maybe a year ago with Brooks Agnew on his show.
Right.
And he had an actual number that was not huge. It was roughly 7,000. And I'm thinking, we can't get 7,000 people on a planet with 7 billion people on it to tip over that apex to the light side for everyone. I don't see that it's happened yet, but I'm still trying, you know. So there's me and you. We're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely working on it. I'm loving what you've got down here. I'd love to just read it. But I think it'll be good. Yeah, it'll be good for asking questions about you. And
okay.
You've done so many things. I mean, you really are an accomplished musician. I mean, you've played with some of the best. Maybe you could tell us a little about. Yeah, maybe you could tell us a little about that. About some of your performances.
Little.
Yeah, I've seen John Lee Hooker, Dr. John, Elvin Bishop, Buddy Miles. Oh my gosh, Band of Gypsies.
Yeah. Well, I started playing music when I was 2 and a half. My folks didn't know what to get me for Christmas because I wanted the Annie Oakley outfit, the guns, the boots, the horse, you know. They weren't going to get me that. So they got me a little piano. And I snuck out because I could hear something going on Christmas Eve, and of course, all excited, so I tiptoe out, and I see this piano, and I'm just drawn to it like a magnet, and I actually got to sit down before they caught me and sent me back to bed, and I sat down and just started playing songs.
Wow.
Even
That's
though I'd never
awesome.
Seen a piano before, and so that was a big hit. With my folks. The first thing I did that they really approved of, I went, I'm going to do this some more. And so that's how I got started. Was just going to be a singer. I do play keyboards, and they got me, you know, 10 years later, they got me a beautiful baby grand piano. And I just loved it. I could spend hours and hours there, just me and the piano. I went on tour with a teenage rock group for 4 months, and I just did not want to play keyboards and sing. It didn't work for me. But then, let's see, sometime around, I guess I was about 28, I had put a band together, and I was a singer, and we got our first steady 5-night-a-week job, and the first or second night, the bass player got tweaked about something and left, you know, and the rest of us are going, well, what are we going to do?
Aww.
And they said, well, Mona, you have empty hands. I went, but I don't play bass, you know. And a friend
yes,
went
you
home.
Do.
Yes, apparently I do. A friend went home, got me a bass guitar, brought it back, plugged it in to the rhythm guitar player's amp. And slowly but surely, I learned to play while I was singing. The guitar player would just kind of whisper to me, you know, go to E.
Yeah.
He showed me where everything was. Fortunately, it was mostly country, and so there weren't a lot of chords. And as it turns out, I just love it.
Right.
I just love it.
Well, you're
have.
A thumper, yeah. I mean, you're a thumper. That's no doubt. And a singer.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's
I think
true.
That's cool.
Are
I
you,
think that's really cool.
Are you musically inclined?
No, one could say I'd like to be. But, I carry I can carry a beat with my djembe drum. And I still stink on the flute. But I'm teaching myself the flute.
So
all
do
those
I. I have a, yeah. I know. I have a Native American that's, I believe, oh, I don't remember what key it is. I'm no good on it, but I love playing it, but I just play it.
Yeah.
I think next year I'll take it up to James Gilliland's ranch up at East City, Mount Adams.
Right. Yeah.
You're going to be there this year, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I am. I'm making the plan already. I'm ahead of the
good.
Game.
Okay.
And that'll be a drive too. I mean, that I'm driving. You know how I am about. I don't like to fly. I'd much rather drive. I like having my feet on the ground.
I
and seeing everything. Yeah, I love to see everything.
Yeah.
To me, it's the greatest thing. And I've driven up to Washington State before, and it was a wonderful trip, you know, to
beautiful.
Get up there. Yeah, yeah, it's really awesome up there. I'm having a love affair with Arkansas right now, so you'll have to excuse me.
Oh.
I'm having a love affair with Arkansas.
Because of the crystals?
The crystal mines. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're just fabulous. It's just amazing the way that grows, the crystals grow and, you know, dislodge themselves from their matrix and move on up through the clay. It's just amazing.
I'll have to come and see it.
Oh, yeah. When you come to Florida, we'll definitely make a trip up to Arkansas. Got some lovely friends there. They were on the show last week, Orville Murphy, Cheryl Murphy, and Joe Ray, that are up there from Boyd Camp Crystal Mine. And I've had Becky Young Skates on from Sweet Surrender before. They're just a bunch of lovely folks that live up that way. And are they I guess the protectors, the curators, whatever you want to say, they're there with the crystals, and they are their caretakers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's a pretty cool thing. We've got some folks online.
How long do you stay?
Yeah. I only stayed a day and a half, yeah, the last time, but I'd like to go for a week or more.
Well,
I think that would be.
Since you have people waiting in the queue, I just wanted to put in a couple of things that a lot of people don't know about me. Many, many years ago, we're talking decades, I was working on the Esau Mary Magdalene story with a French woman named Denise Bonham. And she translates. She was a French esoteric literature professor. And then when she came to the United States, she continued with that. And what she did is she went through Voltaire and Vigny and a lot of those what they call smugglers. Because if you have an eye to see it, you will notice that there's a dual entendre in everything that they wrote. It looked like a story or it looked like a poem. But she would then translate it from the French into the English and then translate it for its esoteric value. So there were all these, they called them smugglers, because the church, which controlled just about everything, you know, they would have just burned them at the stake if they knew what they were really talking about. So I got to study with her for a long time, and she knew about this Mary Magdalene story decades before it ever came out with that first Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And I used to get to go and study with her once a week for about an hour. I just loved it. And so I have a little bit more background in that story than most people would have been exposed to. I also have been a member of the Order of Bards, Ovates, and Druids since about 1994. And I'm currently in the Ovate level. I wanted to go straight to Druid, but then I realized there was so much, the Ovate level is so much fun. because that's where the real divination, you get a little deeper in past the bardic level. And healings, shamanic journeys, and things like that. So I've been in the ovate level for about, since about 96.
So like almost 20 years.
Yeah, and I'm real happy there. Happy there with that. And so I may move on to study the Druid level, and I might not. But I do love it. It's Druidism today is it's a nature-based spiritual philosophy. It is not a religion. There really aren't a lot of rules. And
is
if
there,
something
do,
doesn't...
Do you think there's a difference between religion and philosophy? I mean...
Absolutely.
Can you explain it a little bit, your take on that?
Well, a philosophy, I think, is something that you come to believe because it feels right for you. And religion is what you're told to believe and to do.
I see the difference, yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. Spirituality is having your own experience with it. Religion is who has, you know, they go once a week and compare clothes, you know, in the church. It's been so polluted.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's over 20,000 denominations, if you will, of Christians just in the United States. Over 20,000. And they all claim to know the exact truth of whatever it is they're trying to tell you out of the Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make any sense to me. We're all on a journey. And there is no wrong path, you know.
Right.
Everybody's journey is different.
Well, see, I fully embrace that. I agree. I fully embrace that myself.
And
all paths lead to the same place.
Right. That's right. And so I really, really enjoyed Druidry. I studied many other things before that and went through... Louise Hay, I think it was the first one, and Fred Allen Wolf, and I got into the real quantum physics, studying Max Planck, and there's so many of them. Tesla, I think, was an absolute genius. Some people would say Tesla was God on vacation, you know, came for a while and hung out. So, and I still love his work. But I just, once I start looking into something, when I feel that I've gotten what it was that I was supposed to learn from that, I have no trouble moving on and studying something else. I don't want to be static in my beliefs.
Right,
I
and
be
held
very, very open-minded,
held by the boundaries, the constructs, I get
right.
that.
And
what do you feel about? The question is, how do you feel about divination? Crazy question, very open, but divining. What we want, manifesting. What can we tell our listeners from your perspective?
That is a great question. Everyone has the gift. Everyone is born with the gift of intuition. It simply is not encouraged in Western society. But if you look back through the ages, the kings and queens and the nobility and the aristocrats, they all relied heavily on fortune tellers, sorcerers, astrologers, and so forth. And And they used it. And the reason that people use things is because they work. And if you
right.
were trying something every day and it wasn't working, you would quit trying after
yeah.
a while. But if you allow yourself, if you allow your own psyche, you know, if you let your ego step aside and you stop worrying about what the neighbors think and all that, and you look deep within yourself and listen for guidance, because we all also have our guides. We all get
mm-hmm.
guardian angels, spirit guides, and all that when we come in.
Right.
If you just kind of step outside of those limiting beliefs that kind of ruin life for us. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's things that people say, you know, never look anywhere except the Bible. Well, the Bible has changed countless times. You know,
right.
over the
yes.
centuries. This is one of the things I like about being a
and
Druid.
And there's been a lot left out of the Bible, too. I mean,
quite a bit, yeah. Yes,
yeah.
there has. And if you can just get outside of that scary little circle that they want to keep you in, you know,
yeah.
and listen and go where your heart takes you,
yeah.
and listen to your intuition, you will make a lot of progress. And you learn to, one of the things that the Druids did very well is called augury. And it sounds awful, but these were
yeah.
different times. And they would actually sacrifice a pig or whatever. And I know this sounds gross, but they would disembowel the creature, and by the way that the insides of the creature, little animal or whatever, fell out,
mm-hmm.
that is what they would read, almost like throwing the bones or
wow.
Doing a tarot. Druids were always reading everything in nature. They saw
right.
the future in clouds, weather patterns, you know.
So they worked with elementals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant
cool.
about when I said people don't do things that don't work for them. And this
right.
went on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
If it wasn't working for them, they wouldn't have been doing it. And
right.
so divination is very much a part of it, part of Druidry and other nature-based philosophies
mm-hmm.
like Wicca and so forth, is that you're not in the world separate from the world. You're part of the world. And if you take your shoes off and let yourself get connected, you know, and
right.
spend time outside with nature and just listen, you know,
yeah.
you can develop your sense of spiritual hearing,
yeah,
and develop your intuition, and the further you go with it, the better you get. So that's something
yeah.
that I've been doing for oh gosh, over 40 years.
All, yeah, all your life, maybe like
yeah, all my life,
yeah,
really. Yeah,
really.
When
really
I was
when
I was younger, I didn't understand it. And I thought that there was something wrong with me because I would
aww.
Be hearing thoughts or
mm-hmm.
thinking something and then it would happen and so forth. And I finally realized that it was my guides and my intuition, and that I wasn't going stark raving mad. But,
yeah.
And that's when I started studying in earnest, and that was, again, you know, about 26, 27. So it's been a long time, and I've gone
yeah.
through many, many types of beliefs.
Right. We've worn lots of hats on the
yeah,
church.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I have, but
yeah.
I find that they're all very much similar from yeah. Buddhism, Native American tribes, South American tribes, and so forth. The story is almost always the same.
Yeah.
Regardless of which book you open, the information is going to be very, very similar. And
well, doesn't that kind of tell us something? I mean, when you look at it from the big picture or try to rise above to see it from the big picture, that all religions are basically saying, I hate to just throw this out like in one big lump sum, but it seems that they're basically saying the same thing. We preach peace,
yeah.
We preach love.
Yeah, but then nobody really does it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, especially churches.
Actions speak louder than words, yeah.
That's right. I had a friend whose mother used to take him around the world for vacations, and they went to the Vatican when he was young. And, you know, I don't know if he's 8 or 10 years old, and he was just awestruck. He's a very spiritual guy, very intuitive man now. But they came out of the Vatican and started walking down the street, and not 50 or 100 yards away were starving, hungry children.
Oh.
And he looked at that, and he looked back at the Vatican and all the riches that are there. And then he looked at the starving kids again and said, what's wrong with this picture? You know, so he moved on to studying other things, too. It's also individual for each person, even within the churches. You know, people disagree. So
well,
I think that you
I
have to
I can tell you where my church is, right out in my
outside backyard.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's my church. Yeah.
Yep. The whole world.
And that's praise, that's honor, that's worship, that's peace. That's where it comes from for me, is from nature. I mean, nature is really what we have when it comes down to it. It's finite. It's there in front of us. It's beautiful. Each one of the plants and trees and weeds, whatever you want to call them, that are out there, they all have a story to tell. And, you know,
they do.
I would love to continue, but let's get a call or two in. We've got some folks that are really anxious to speak with you.
Oh, well, I guess they probably really want to speak to you. But
Yeah?
I'm going to listen when they ask you questions, and I'm going to use some of my druid oracle cards and methods.
Wonderful.
So you go ahead after the question and give your take, and then I'll pull a card from my today I am using the druid animal oracle, because almost everyone has a totem animal, whether they know it or not. Their favorite, or, you know, they know it or they don't know it, but it tends to ring true with most people. So,
cool.
Go after.
Okay,
go after your girlfriend.
What we're going to do is pull on our first caller. His name is Mike, and we're going to see how we can help Mike today. Hello, Mike. You're live and on the air with Bea and Mona.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How can we help you today, Mike?
Well, I've got the question that I would have is I have a business associate that is says he's in the process of sending a wire, to send me some money, and I just wanted to see what the delay is, or if that's just kind of if he's just kind of biding time, or if there's a legitimate actual delay in the process.
The first hit I get is that this guy is filled with big dreams and doesn't have the energy to pull them manifest, to pull them through. That's the first thing I get. And I'm being told to tell you to trust your instincts in regard to him, because your expectations may be a little higher than what he can provide.
Right.
Does that make sense? I hope so. That's what I get.
Yes.
Well, what I was getting is that his intentions are great, but kind of what you felt is that I think rather than being incapable, he just isn't trusting his own intuition, and he doesn't quite know which way to go, and is actually looking for guidance from your guest. Did you say Mike? What was his name?
Mike. Mike.
He's almost wanting to rely more on Mike than on his own wisdom. Now, the card that I pulled for this question was the frog, but it was inverted. So, you know, that will make it the opposite. And so I'll just give you a little snippet here. This suggests that you're learning how to embrace difficult circumstances. The frog that you must marry may well turn out to be a prince. The circumstances that you have chosen to accept, whilst apparently unappealing or difficult, may well bring you rich rewards in the end. Remember that the frog brings medicine, and medicine brings healing. So this is definitely a spiritual journey for Mike and his friend. Mike may end up providing a lot more of
the effort,
success than his friend. So I would say to Mike, because he seems very sensitive and kind of locked in, that he might actually be the alpha in this.
Does that make sense to you, Mike?
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, he's a provider and has various services that, you know, I can kind of feed out to my clients and he can kind of facilitate. So, again, I don't have those contacts available to me directly, so I kind of go through him to send deals and clients too.
Yeah.
Are you talking about intuitive wisdom or the ability to intuit a situation?
I am working on my own mediumship and intuition and so forth, but this is more in regards to banking instruments and that side of the
world. You mean
the
tangibles, yeah.
The only thing that I would say to that, I don't know how invested you are in what you're doing, but I would really keep an eye on the finances and economics, at least through the end of this year, because there's so much going on unseen to the average person.
Right.
Like things with the petrodollar and the rivalries between the United States and the petrodollar, and then you've got Russia and China and Brazil and, several other large countries that are trying to push the petrodollar off the cliff, which then would ruin our economy. And so I'd be real careful and really trust your instincts when it comes to money, because I don't think they'll do you wrong.
Sounds good. I hope we answered your question, Mike.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Warmest blessing.
Nice talking to you, Mike.
You as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beans. I like it. And we've got Tasha coming up as soon as we get Mike. I think he's hung up. Let's get over here to Tasha. Hey, Tasha.
Hi, how you doing? I'm good. How you doing, ladies?
Real good.
Super. We're good. Happy to have you.
Where are you calling from, Tasha?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach, and it's hot as hell out here.
I believe you. It's hot up here in Northwest Florida.
Yeah,
it's hot here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't even go out lately in the afternoon. It's just been too hot.
Yeah.
So I can't walk my dog during the day because he's black and it's literally too hot. Like
they need little booties.
They do.
Well, he's big and he's all black, so I think it has to do more with, like, you know, the sun beaming down on him.
And absorbing, the heat.
Yeah.
Well, Yeah. And their pads blister.
Yeah.
Their pads
start
to blister pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So well, all the horrendous heat will be over at some point.
Yeah, won't be long. How can we help you, dear?
Well, I'm looking for a job. I'm a bartender, and I got hired by this construction company, and I'm just not making a whole lot of money. I know that the potential is there. I know that it's going to turn into a career, but right now I need to be able to pay my bills. And I've had two interviews. I thought that they went very well, and then I didn't get a phone call back. And you know, I know that one of the places where I worked at, I quit there probably like 8-9 months ago.
Right.
There was a lot of jealousy and cattiness. So if somebody calls and asks for references there, I'm pretty sure they're not saying any good things about me. But still, I need to, you know, I need to find something to pay my bills now.
Yeah. I feel a lot of sorrow around you over this, and it seems to me that you were wronged. In that incident, okay, you were wronged, and there's not much you can do about that. That's over and done. The way I'm getting it is that it's a new dawn, a new day, and new things will come your way as soon as you're able to let go of the hurt from the past. That's going to be a big deal for you. That's the way I get it, that it's going to be a big step for you to look past people who have allegedly done you wrong, and the way it comes through to me is that they did. Mona, do you get anything?
Oh yeah,
for Tasha.
Well, the first thing that the card that I drew was the bee.
Uh-huh.
Also inverted.
Yay, the bee!
yeah, bee shot. You're about to get a bee shot. ordinarily a bee upright would be a very, very good thing, and it would be a sign, for me at least, to charge head-on into what I was doing. But with it being reversed, and it has a lot to do with, the bee has a lot to do with personal success in your work, you know, the busy bee and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's indicating that that you're feeling out of place there in what you're doing. You're unsure of your role in the world. So what I would say is I'm not sure if this is exactly what you want to be doing, and you just haven't figured out exactly where you're going to fit. But the only way you're going to do that is to continue going out, talking to people, go on the interviews. Don't give them a whole lot of power over you. Be more of an observer, because you're actually hiring them. They're not hiring you.
Yeah,
you know, you are going to accept or not accept what they have to offer you, and you're going to do it from your intuition. So when you are out and you're networking with other people who work in the same industry, if you come up with a really great idea, and I think you're going to, that's going to change the look of, I think you said bartender?
Mm-hmm.
Was
well,
what you
did. That's the job that I'm looking for right now, just to, you know, get me going until the
good
business
money
that I'm doing, you know, takes off. Because the thing that I'm doing, I know it's going to take off. It's basically, I'm in the stage right now where I'm researching everything, trying to combine it, trying to figure out how to approach customers with it. Like, that thing, I'm not worried about. That's a no-brainer. I know that a few years from now, you know, I'm going to be doing it.
It's a goal you're
well
working
it,
toward.
Yes, that is the goal that I'm working towards, and I'm definitely not confused about it. But the whole thing, you know, with what happened before Christmas, it's just like, you know, I've let it go. I was wrong. You know, people tried to fire me, you know. They went behind my back saying all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was hurt about it, you know. I've let it go. And then a few months later, one of those women actually tried to steal my boyfriend from me. It didn't work
out.
But it's like, yeah, it just, like, doesn't stop, you know, and we're talking about 30, 40-year-old women. But at this point, you know, I've already had a job since then, and I even go back there because it's like a dog-friendly restaurant, so it's like, I don't care, you know what I mean? I've moved on. I'm, you know, working on this now. But yet, while, you know, I'm trying to find a part-time job, it seems that it's like, you know, they will call my previous employers. And, you know, if there's, you know, somebody that, you know, says the wrong thing about you, it's kind of, you know, stunting me. So I'm wondering how to get over that because, you know, when it comes to the hurt or whatever, it's like I've learned, you know. If anything, it just showed me that, you know, I do have good people in my life. I do have a great bond with my boyfriend, you know. So it's like there's no point in crying over spilled milk. They can't affect me anymore when it comes to that.
That's exactly right. But that's – I keep seeing that hurt is coming up in your reading. And yeah, and that was – I mean, that something totally out of the ordinary for you because they took you and twisted – things that you did and things that you said and took things out of context to make you look bad. So that's going to change. And I see that within three. So that tells me 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months.
Okay.
So I'm seeing a change. Does that help you, dear Tasha?
It does help me. You ladies just, you know, reminded me that I probably have to work that book, Lewis Hay, You Can Kill Your Life Some More, because I've been working it, and, yeah, that book is a miracle.
Oh, yeah, she's wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, she is. And another thing that when I was moving into the heavier part of my spiritual life, that was the first book that I went through, and it changed everything for me in the way that I looked at the world. And then I did A Course in Miracles, and I moved on and on.
Wayne Dyer,
When I finally got to the place that felt like home, it was with the Druids, and that just drew me in. It felt like home. And what I'm feeling in her trying to settle this out for herself, she knows where she wants to go, but the people that are surrounding her in her life are acting almost like roadblocks instead of assistance, you know. I would have to ask myself what I'm doing that is causing this reflection. Because we all reflect, you know, off of each other. So I would ask myself, what am I doing to get this response from these people? Because it's always 50-50, you know, how they are and then how you read them. So I would go looking a little deeper inside for why you're pulling up people that backstab you. That could be a self-esteem or a trust issue, and things like that. And I think if you're careful, you'll be able to gently eliminate the people who don't serve your purpose. And as you do that, you make room for the people who will serve your purpose to come in.
Right.
So,
you can't grab at something with a full hand. Right.
Right. Exactly right. So, but she seemed very sincere about what she wants to do, and I think it will work. I think there's just a few little chess pieces on the board that need to get moved and make room for others.
Does that help, Tasha? I hope so.
That definitely helps. It makes so much sense. Absolutely.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Good. Oh, you're welcome, dear. Thanks for calling in the Metaphysical Edge. All right, Mona, we're going moving right on to area code 646. Area code 646, you're live and on the air.
Greetings. How are you doing today?
We're great. Who do we got here?
Yeah.
Cool. My name is Tony from New York.
Hey, Tony.
How you doing?
How can we help you?
Yeah, I guess I'm just calling to get some clarification on a career path.
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Career path.
Career path.
Ah.
Yes.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
40.
Okay. That is not at all unusual for people to want to change what they've been doing.
Right.
And so you're wanting to know if this path that you're choosing now is going to be the one that pays off for you?
Yeah, well, actually, I guess to be more specific, I was looking at moving into either technology or going down the path of, you know, working in education as a teacher. And I was trying to figure
right.
out which one would be the best move for now.
Wow.
Well, I'm immediately getting leadership and direction. The card that I pulled for you is the Boar, which is a very good card, actually. Refers to you as a warrior spirit. So I think that the teaching aspect is a place that you would really shine and be able to accomplish the most in the least amount of time is by teaching. What would you be teaching?
It would either be English, which I'm certified in, or technology, which I could probably be certified in.
Yeah, technology. That's a tough one because everybody wants to do it, and then
yeah.
you know there are jobs out there, but they
oh,
are
yeah.
hard to come by.
Right.
If it was me, I'd be doing internships like crazy, trying to get my foot in the door. If that's what I wanted to do. What the book says is that the Boar is a warrior spirit helping you to find your direction in life. So which one are you drawn to the most? It's the teaching, isn't it?
Yeah, I see teaching.
Oh,
I see teaching. But for some reason, I'm getting music around you. Etherically, I'm getting music around you.
I've heard that a lot. You know, I accidentally got accepted to a music and art high school, which, you know, still baffles me to this day. But
that's awesome.
I still don't know how to transfer that to what it is that I do, other than the fact that when I write for my passion, I use music as a muse sometimes. So,
yeah, I see that you're a sound worker. That's what I get. You're a sound worker. You work more with sound than you do with light, and it you express it in a very creative way, and that's why I think the teaching profession will be really good for you because you have a very good ear and you hear people. You hear what they say. So you're able to immediately give them what they need, whether it's by sharing your favorite music or whether it's teaching them how to express themselves more on a creative level. Tony, I see you really stretching your limits, working outside the box.
What I'm getting here is that he should use the inspiration that comes with this particular session whether I'm seeing writing music and poetry and putting it together to bring your primal power to the forefront. You have a lot of power, a lot of creative power, and you even have I don't know if you ever have followed the legends of Joseph Campbell, but and the hero and how every story is the same, it's just different characters. But
archetypes, yes, I know about that.
Yeah, and so what I'm getting is that if you combine your music, which you say you other people have said they see or hear music around you a lot, and your poetry, your writing, that you can move that all into one cohesive approach to teaching, And you can become somewhat of a hero in that area, that you could rise very well in that area if you could figure out a way to combine those strengths and then put them into action, if that helps you.
Oh,
does
yeah,
that make sense, Tony? I hope so.
Definitely makes sense. Definitely makes sense.
Cool.
Very
cool. Thanks for calling in, dear. We've got one more caller to take. Not that I want to give you the bums rush off the line, but I've got one more caller coming in, okay?
Have a good day.
Yep.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Warmest blessings. All right, Mona, looks like you got one more caller, and we are live on the air with area code 850.
Hi, Dave. This is Becky.
Hey, Becky. I thought that number looked familiar. Hey, Mona, this one's for you.
Yes. Oh, is it?
Yes,
well,
for you.
Let her go after it there.
I'm going through changes and recently made a trip that has really changed me more so with inner spirit. And I feel like I have some choices that I need to make and some guidance and relationship and family.
A B?
Wow.
What
the first thing I get is shamanism. I get this feeling that you've been blessed with the shamanic spirit where you can heal others, you can heal relationships, and it's almost like waving your hand. But I feel there's a little unbalance there, and it has to do with, this is fun, it has to do with water, the elements. And I think the way I'm seeing it is that the elements are pulling you in and helping you to strengthen yourself, to give you more of a grounding. That's what I'm getting.
Well, what I saw initially while she was talking is that there is a block. I can't see what it is, but there is a block standing between her and what she wants to accomplish. She will achieve it through sacrifice and going within. And it's showing me some competition, like there may be some people in her orbit that she either doesn't trust or doesn't want to trust or has an instinct to not trust, but she knows her path and where she wants to go. And so if it was me, I would start some form of focused meditation, even if you just sit 5 minutes a day and watch a candle burn and just open your heart, open your mind, and see what comes up, because the answers are in there for you. They are exactly what it is that you want to do, but... And you don't have to break through in a bowl in a china shop kind of a way. You can do it very gently with the inner guidance that you will get if a couple of times a day you just spend 5 minutes being quiet and letting the truth of the matter come to you, because the guides are always there. They always hope that we're listening, but a lot of the time we're not. And it would go much smoother and faster for her if she could stop her own, what's going on in her own head, you know, the decisions, confusions, maybe I should do this or that, and just let the spirit guides get through to her. She's intellectualizing what she should be spiritualizing. Does that make sense?
I got it. Does that make sense, Becky?
That makes sense, yes. Yes. Makes a lot of sense.
Was that helpful?
Very much so.
Good.
Very much so.
Cool. Well, thank you, Becky.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank
we really
you,
appreciate
and thank
hearing
you,
your
Mona.
Sweet boy.
You're welcome. I am absolutely honored that anyone would pick up the phone and ask me questions about their life. So thanks to all
that's
of
cool.
the callers today
to
because
call.
that's a gift.
Yeah.
To be taken, you know, for someone to take you into their confidence and lay out the most important thing that they have going on, and then ask for guidance. It's an honor and a privilege, and I appreciate it.
I like that.
And I
That's
appreciate
nice.
You, Babs.
I love you, Mo. I can't help myself.
I know we're going to have so much fun.
Absolutely. Hey, before we let you go, because we're coming down, winding the show down, can
yep.
you tell us the showdown? That sounded pretty ominous. But can you tell us a little about what's going on in Mo's life? We've got about 3 minutes to go, and I sure hope you can squeeze it into 3 minutes. What's coming up?
Well, I could. There's a lot there.
There's a
now,
lot going on, yeah.
Yeah, there really is. But music, of course, is, I guess, the love of my life. And started working with some different people who are amazing. Unfortunately, one of them is in Alaska. So,
right, yeah.
And I don't fly either. You mentioned that you don't like to fly.
Yeah,
I don't fly.
I like to fly. I just don't like the way they treat you
crash.
When you go to the airport. Yeah.
The flying is good. The crashing, no thanks.
No
good,
no.
And
I like having my feet on the ground, so I get it.
Yeah. And so I'm working on an album.
Excellent.
And trying to get the tracks together with people who live in different parts of the country, because you can do that now on the internet, which is just incredibly fun.
Awesome.
I'm working, I'm rewriting a book that I did many years ago on focusing as a way to manifest exactly what it is that people want. And people tend to think that if they do affirmations over and over again, that whatever it is they want will just show up. And that is not the case. It isn't the thought. It's the visualization. It's the image that creates your future reality. And so you put your energy into those images. Here's just a real quick trick that works really well. Let's say you want a new car, but you don't have any money. But you really need a new car. Go out and buy something for your new car, like one of those little lemon scent things, you know. Whatever you want, doesn't matter. And put it someplace where you're going to see it many times throughout the day. And every time you look at it, you're going to visualize it in your new car, like hanging off the rearview mirror or something.
Yep.
The more that you do that with your visualization, the faster it's going to come. And
I love that idea.
Visualization,
I've
used it, that exact thing, only for me it was I wanted a new place to live in a big hurry, and I had no money. And a week later, after buying a poster that I was going to put up in my new place.
Your new home,
I was in my new home with that poster up on the seventh day. And the place was paid for.
So if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how do they do that? They find you on Facebook?
They find me.
Mona Lee McCray on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's a little easier to find my music. If you go to monalee.tv or .com, and the Lee is L-E-I-G-H. So do monalee.tv, and I have a a music store with my CDs on there, and I'm doing more, and I love it. So I hope other people love it too. They seem to.
Excellent.
So that's,
and that's
up
about
with me.
And that's about all we've got. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today.
We can
Mona,
take it right
love.
To the limit, can't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Thank you, everybody. I wish we could have done it for another 4 hours, but
yeah,
we'll get there.
Next time, we'll make it 90 minutes.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
Like a plan. I was
thank
trying to get
so
in there
much.
To add time. I love you.
Yeah.
You just
I
take good
you.
Care of yourself and.
I
talk
am, and okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless and keep each and every one of you on your right path.